Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're so glad you're joining us tonight for what promises to be a really extraordinary show. Our first two guests I'd like to introduce to you now. First, Katie Feller, who's a fourth grade student at Los Altos Brethren School. And Katie, thank you for coming down to our studio. And also Major Rick Skeen with the United States Army. Rick, welcome to our show.
Good to be with you today.
Kate, this segment was triggered by an article that was recently in the Press Telegram showing Major Skeen visiting Katie's fourth grade class at Los Altos Brethren School in response to a letter that Katie had written, a Dear Soldier letter that was delivered to Rick. And Katie, your teacher gave you an assignment last year to write a letter. How did you feel when you were writing that letter?
I felt really happy that I was writing it, and I felt really excited.
This was an extraordinary letter, and let me just share a few of the moving parts of the letter that Katie wrote. Dear soldier, how are you? I go to a school called Los Altos Brethren. I'm in the third grade. My favorite subject is art. I have a lot of questions for you. My first question is the military hard? Is it exciting? I hope you are fine. I am praying for you very much. If you have any friends that are hurt, make sure you pray for them. And it went on. And Rick, you were in the hospital when you received this letter.
That's correct, yeah. I had not been feeling well, so I went in and got checked out, and they decided to keep me for a couple of days to kind of do some observation on me.
And then someone gave you this letter.
Yeah, that's right. A nurse there at the hospital gave me the letter to cheer me up and brighten my day that day. So,
and how did it make you feel when you read this letter?
You know, it made me. It was a really a boost for, you know, for my morale, for, you know, my whole outlook. It just brightened my day and helped me get through, you know, some of the problems and the worries that an individual has in that kind of environment. So,
and Katie, look at the effect that your letter had on someone halfway across the world. How wonderful. And our friend Mike Asphalt had the inspired idea when Rick finished his rotation over in Iraq and he's stationed in the area that maybe he should actually meet the young lady that sent him the letter. And you came to Katie's classroom, Mrs. Boyker's class, and you actually met Katie there, the gal that had sent you the letter.
That's right. I just think it's really important that we recognize the people that support our troops in harm's way. And I wanted to come by and give Katie my personal thanks, along with her classmates, for taking the time out of their lives, out of their busy schedules, to write a letter to tell the soldiers that they were thinking of them and praying for them. So I think that's really important.
And how did you feel, Katie, when the major came to your classroom and met you?
I felt happy, and I was excited that he was there.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let me just continue with a little bit of this extraordinary four-page letter that Katie took the time to write. Thank you for fighting in the war for us. I appreciate it. All of your friends, too, and your troops, too. I appreciate all you have done for us. Please tell your friends that we appreciate them, too. We appreciate all that you have done. That's such a beautiful letter, Katie. It really is. And so much from the heart.
Yeah.
And it can get lonely over there, fighting the battle. And I think, regardless of one's view of the war, we have to very much salute the men and women who are over there defending freedom for us and doing a magnificent job under very trying circumstances. So seeing this kind of support from the home front is meaningful.
Absolutely. There's, you know, there's no way that families and servicemen can continue, well, to perform that kind of mission without the level of support, without the heartfelt support that that people back here at home let us know that they're thinking about us and they support our efforts. So.
And Katie, everyone in your school actually wrote a letter, didn't they?
Yes.
And it was an exciting time when the major came into your classroom.
Yes.
Do you know what you want to do when you grow up yet?
Well, I was thinking about being a nurse, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of time to decide, don't you?
Yes.
And Major, now you're stationed here in Southern California, and what would you like to say to the young men and women who are watching the show right now?
I'd just say thank you for thinking of the soldiers and the sailors, airmen and Marines that are in harm's way. I would ask that they continue to pray for the safe return of those individuals, and just say thank you to everyone who supports our men and women in the military.
Well said.
Yeah.
Katie, thank you so much for what you've done for not only Major Rick Skeen, but for all of our men and women who are fighting over there. You've done a lot. Thank you for being our guest. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Please stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.